From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Brell with the California Update. A new ranking of U.S. metro areas with the highest foreclosure rates is out. The report shows home repossessions in California continue to plummet. Steve Milne reports.
At number 11, California finally dropped out of the top 10 in March. Realty Track's Darren Bloomquist says that's a milestone.
This is one of the few times I've seen over the last 7 years that California has not been, if not maybe the first time it's not been in the top 10.
Bloomquist says there are more than 18,000 properties with foreclosure filings in March, a nearly 60% drop from a year ago, and about 3% lower than February. He says the numbers are going down for three reasons. The state has already dealt with bad loans issued during the housing bubble, the housing market is getting better, and California's recently enacted Homeowners Bill of Rights has put stricter guidelines on lenders. But Bloomquist predicts lenders will be issuing more foreclosure notices once they adjust to those new guidelines.
It's not going to be an overwhelming flood of foreclosures that hits, but we are going to see an uptick, I believe, near the end of this year, early next year.
In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
A state legislative committee has approved a bill that would revoke the Boy Scouts of America's tax-exempt status in California. The measure would remove sales and corporate tax exemptions for any youth group that doesn't comply with the state's anti-discrimination laws. The move comes as Boy Scout leaders consider whether to lift a ban on gay members. Democratic Senator Ricardo Lara is the bill's author.
We're making it very clear that if you choose to discriminate, you're not going to be privy to the tax exemption that you currently have, which is a privilege that is given by all Californians, including LGBT Californians.
A former Boy Scout president who opposes the bill says the organization is wrestling with the issue and is trying to stay relevant. He says the legislation would hurt small troops most by cutting into their fundraising revenue. Opponents also argue the legislation is too broad and would affect youth organizations.